Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, the media exposure our children get today is almost impossible to even fathom, with everything from their phones to their eye touches to even the conversations that go on with their video games. They can now be so much a part of it that they have got it coming in from all angles. Is this good? Is it bad? What are we as parents really supposed to do about this? My guest is Dr. Vic Strasburger. He's the chief of the Division of Adolescent Medicine, and he's a professor of pediatrics at the University of New Mexico School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Strasburger. Media use and our children. There's a new policy out by the American Academy of Pediatrics managing media. Speak about what it's doing to children first. All this media.
Children spend a little more than 7 hours a day with a variety of different media. And media can be good, they can be bad. Unfortunately, a lot of the time, American media are not terribly healthy for kids. They can contribute to virtually every concern that parents have about their kids growing up, whether it's obesity or aggressive behavior or early sexual activity or drug use. Even school performance and sleep, the media play a role. They're not the leading cause of any of those problems, but they play a significant role.
Well, absolutely they do. And as you say, you know, some of it might be good, but I have seen my son playing video games, and he really wanted a headset and saved up for it and got that headset. Now he's in touch with all these people. And the things that go on right there is enough of a show in itself. I mean, really. So, you know, we try and limit them, but what about their health? I see that the health of my son suffers when he plays video games, when he sits on his iTouch, when he sits and texts his friends. It's just awful. They're sitting, Dr. Strasburger.
Yeah, the Academy recommends no more than 2 hours of entertainment screen time a day, meaning TV, movies, video games, that sort of thing. We haven't figured out a recommendation about texting and stuff like that just because there's very little research on it, except that we know that about a third of teenagers send 100 text messages or more per day. So it's amazing that their little thumbs don't fall off.
It is, yes.
It's a real concern. And parents need to know not only how much media their kids are using, but what media their kids are using. And if you have technology in the child's bedroom, you have no control over what they're using.
Okay, so that's for sure. We definitely know that one of the very biggest recommendations is to keep a bunch of that media out of their bedrooms. Now, okay, that's a little bit hard to say because they need computers for homework. And when they're not doing their homework, all of a sudden you go in there and they're like looking at YouTube or FaceTiming somebody or anything.
Right. The computer could be in the den in the living room. They could be doing their homework at the kitchen table with their laptop. If the laptop goes in the bedroom, anything goes.
That's true. And, you know, as far as all of the things that they see, we used to think it was bad, Dr. Strasburger, when they watch TV. But now, you know, there's so many, many things. Kids barely even want to watch TV. They'll watch it on their iPhones instead. So what is the new recommendation by the American Academy of Pediatrics saying that is different than we've heard before?
Basically, it's cautioning parents. You know, there used to be a commercial, I think it was a public service ad on TV many years ago. It's 11 o'clock at night, do you know where your children are? And that ad meant, do you know where they are geographically? Now we're saying, do you know where they are technologically? And the answer for a lot of parents is no.
Well, they certainly don't always, unless you're, you know, really a type A parent and you're keeping a watch on them all the time. What about parents as role models, being, you know, keeping your kids on media diets? Can we keep these kids selective in what they view?
You can if you start early. I think not letting a media habit get ingrained is extremely important. And yet the most recent report from Common Sense Media shows that babies are increasingly are being given iPhones and iPads to play with. I think, you know, raising children at ages 2, 3, 4, 5, keeping technology out of the bedroom there makes it easier. And, you know, no 5-year-old needs to have a cell phone. No 8-year-old needs an iPad. No 10-year-old needs to go to an R-rated movie. I think the parents need to show some common sense. It's like parents have ADD when it comes to their kids' media use. They, you know, on a list of 100 things you want to fight with your kids about, media come in at 243.
I certainly feel frustrated as a parent as I watch other parents, and I limit my kids, and my kids are not allowed any media during the school days, none at all. And then on the weekends, only a limited amount depending on their grades and their homework and such, you know.
Right.
So I'm trying to do that, and I see parents, as you say, with ADD just absolutely going, really? Do you not see your child just broke their phone because they're irresponsible and you're going to run right out and get them another one? You know, it just blows me away. I do like, though, Dr. Strasburger, that you said on the policy that the amount of time spent with screens is one issue and content is another. But on the positive side, pro-social media can not only help children and teens learn facts, but it can also help teach empathy, racial and ethical tolerance, and a whole range of interpersonal skills. That's so interesting to me.
But you have to find the pro-social media, and increasingly it's
give us
very
some examples.
Difficult.
What do you think is pro-social media?
Basically, anytime you watch TV or a movie with your child or teenager and you talk about the content, your views take precedence over what's being shown. So there's no reason for the big talk anymore with your kids, but there's a lot of room for many small talks, because you're watching something on TV, somebody makes a sexual joke, you turn to your kids and say, what do you think about that? Or you see someone beating up, you know, their spouse, what do you think about that? That makes it a teachable moment, and no matter how violent or sexy the content is that they're seeing, your views, if you express them, if you talk about them, your views take precedence over what they're seeing on the screen.
Well, you know, that's interesting. And even with movies like Pretty Woman, Dr. Strasburger, which is a family favorite, it's a wonderful movie, but it's about a weird subject. And to explain it to an 11 or 12-year-old girl who wants to watch it because she's heard it's such a great movie, what she's doing for a living. But do we let some of those moments pass by, or do we, as you say, point them out and use them as teachable moments?
Most parents, I think, let them go by because they think their kids are very media savvy. And there's something in the research called the third person effect, which says that no one thinks the media influences them or their children. They think it only influences those dumb yahoos down the street. And that's completely wrong. We're all influenced by media. Why else would big businesses pay nearly $4 million for a 30-second Super Bowl ad?
It is kind of amazing. And to wrap up, Dr. Strasburger, in 10 or 15 seconds here, media use and our children.
Keep technology out of the bedroom. Limit total media screen time to less than 2 hours a day, and watch with your kids.
That's great advice. Thank you so much. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their HealthyChildren.org website. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.